Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Well, Brown Mokgosi has dropped more claims at the Madlanga Commission. He's testified that alleged criminal cartel leader Vusi Khatmatala told him KZN's police chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi received a payment from him. Mokgosi is the alleged middleman in the allegations of corruption and political interference in the criminal justice system made by Mkhwanazi in an explosive July press conference. Mokgosi, who has claimed to be working as a crime intelligence agent, says in April this year he followed Matlala to KZN after the tycoon tender told him he was going to meet someone about the cancelling of his multi-million rand police tender and his imminent arrest. Mokgosi claims a car took him to a property in Umhlanga but did not know whose house it was.
During the 6th of July, during the General Mkhwanazi's press conference, General Mkhwanazi did mention Khatmatala Brown Mokgosi during his press statement. On that day, Khatmatala was found with a cell phone in prison and he called me very furious. He said, "Brown, can I tell you something? There was a time I told you that I went to look for someone who can solve my problem." And he said, and I said, "Yes, I remember." Because when I followed him, I didn't tell him that I was following him. It became that I did not know who he met. He was driving the car and it was something that was parked. And he said, "I went to see General Mkhwanazi's house. And I also gave him something." He was talking about money. I gave him, you know, I also gave him, but he was speaking this language. And he was feeling nyoko, this guy, and now he's talking like this about us.
Well, human rights researcher and veteran social anthropologist Mary De Haas has told Parliament's ad hoc committee that police officers in KZN faced widespread intimidation while the politically facilitated task team allegedly engaged in unlawful actions and fabricated evidence. Her investigations and letters were cited as key reasons for the disbandment of the team. De Haas claimed whistleblowers and task team members who made breakthroughs were harassed and some faced threats to their lives.
"The abuses that people independently were reporting to me, which was part of my motivation at that stage, virtually everyone I've interacted with, they just come in and search without a warrant. They don't produce an order when they take our phones. This was common. This was a common allegation."
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has rubbished claims President Cyril Ramaphosa is facing a revolt inside the party. He says nothing of the sort came up at the meeting this past weekend of the ANC's highest decision-making body.
"President stepping down, that never arose. Nobody talked about such a thing in the NEC, either than rumor mongers, which I did explain that there are people who've got such intentions and trying to get it going in our structures. And thus far, that has failed."
Well, it's been reported Ramaphosa indicated he would step down if asked to do so by the NEC. There have been suggestions he could resign after the G20 Leaders Summit happening this weekend. Mbalula addressed the speculation this afternoon, insisting Ramaphosa remains secure in his position and continues to lead the ANC as part of a collective. And Taiwanese prosecutors have charged 7 people, including a Chinese national, for allegedly spying. It says the group collected military secrets for China, with the Chinese national apparently using business or tourism as pretexts to visit Taiwan multiple times. China claims Democratic Taiwan is part of its territory and has threatened to use force to take it, while Taipei accuses Beijing of using espionage and infiltration to weaken its defences. Durban 24 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Eamon Etzebeth says squad competition keeps the Bawks at the top of their game. England confident that Mark Wood will be fit for the first Ashes test starting on Friday. And Spain will be without the injured Carlos Alcaraz for the Davis Cup finals.